Ja, Simen, Reis Samach Vav, Sif Gimel. Hoya Imoi Hamoyel, Vecheresh, Shaita, Vecotten. Before we were learning, if a person had with him Mishahershich Baderech, he had with him a Goy and a Hamoyel. So it was preferable to give the guy the kiss, and that would avoid many problems. He didn't have a guy. He had a chamer. Nachere shayte v'katan hu apturim in a mitzvah. Yanichenu ala chamer. So you should put the kiss on the chamer. He should not give it to the Cheresh Shaita V'Katan. Let us see the Mishnah Berurim. Shehein B'nei Adam Tamaisai. These are all people. V'asi L'achlufi B'Adam Acher HaMechuyev V'Mitzvah. And people will not differentiate. You're giving it to Yidden. Becheresh and Shaita, for all practical purposes, could have a beard and the Gedolim. Some Emele. So people will not differentiate. They're not so intellectual. They're not so smart. So preferably, the seder from being matzel, the kiss, should be with a chamer. That is, if he had a chamer, haya imay cheresh v'shayte, yitnenu l'shayte l'fi shehein lo yidas klal. So in a bar chiyuve, a shayte doesn't have any das. Avol cheresh, the Mishabur says, dato klishto islaim. He has a weak das. So it's preferable if we're giving someone to be Mechalo Shabbos, so it would be preferable to give to a shayte. Shayte v'katan, yitnenu l'shayte. Shakotan yavoy l'chlal das. Rav Yankiv says, a fellow was speaking about a cotton that is equivalent to a shayte, a very young cotton. So perhaps in das they are both equal, but al kaponim the cotton has a mile of yavoy l'chlal das, and the shayte is a shayte. So you give it to the shayte. Cheresh v'katan. What if you have a cheresh v'katan? Yitnenu l'mi sheyirtze. So the Mishabur says, l'mi sheyirtze. B'chol echad yesh lo'i maile b'fnei atzmai. He is a das klishte. He is yavei l'chlal das. So he can give it to whoever he wants. Now, let us just see for 1 minute. Et abir aloche, yitnenu l'mi sheyirte, kosev apri megodem, yira li dahaynu davke she'einoi b'noi. We have a cheresh and a cotton. He should give it to whoever he wants. So he says, that's dafke if this cotton is not his son. Avo b'noi cotton shehu bar chinuch mid rabbonon, says the chiv on him to be mechanechem, yitnenu l'cheresh v'shoyte. So give it to the cheresh v'shoyte, because there's an obligation on him to be mechanech the cotton. Fine. Let us go a little further. Sivov, yeish oimrem, amore de kechidish, shekshenoisnoi le'echod me'elo. So we are speaking about was Misha Hechsher, who was, who got stuck right before Shabbos. He has a kiss. He has valuables, and if it will not be matter Isurim for him, Isurim Darabonon, he might come and do Isurim Deraisa. So Chazal held that it is Kedai to be Makel, and he should do Isurim Darabonon. But yesh aimrim shekshenoisnoi leechod me'elu, when he gives to acher a shaita v'kotten, but he should be memayid isurim by them also. Meinichoi olav kshu mahalach. That means when the cotton is walking, then he puts the kiss on the cotton. So there was no akire. Vinoitloi mimenu kshu aimein. When the cotton stops, then he takes it off the cotton. So when the cotton will start going, he'll put it on the cotton again. So there will only be a hanocha without akire. So come out by the cotton, there's only a melocha derabonam. So that means we're being makel by the Baal HaKis. He's permitted to do melocha through a chereshoit of a cotton, but he should minimize the melocha, that they should only put the kiss on them when they're walking, so there's no akirim. Zatlerimo hago. This chumre that we said that he should put the kiss on while he's walking, davke kshenoisin lahem mishecha sheichon. That is davke when it's at night and he's giving it to them, so then he should make sure that he gives it to the cotton when the cotton is in the process of walking. But if he gives them Erev Shabbos by day, no problem, he just gives the chereshet of the cotton the kiss, a guten tag, you'll bring it and finish, you don't know instructions and we don't mingle with the actions of the Chereshoit of the Kotmo. Zakta Mishneh Brure, Kshum Ahalech, the first day he holds, Ochenal Bivheima Besiv Bein, just like by a Behema, we said the Seder should be that you put it on the behemoth while the behemoth is walking. Vahatam. So we do the same thing by the chereshoit of the cotton. Kidei shelo yasu acherishoit of the cotton iso derais al yodoi. That he shouldn't be misabav, they should do isuri derais. Vaaf al pi sheine mitzuva al shmisosom kemoi bebeheime. So lechore, what, it's not his problem. Mishloime by a beheime, so he's mitzuva al shmises behem toim. So memelus, he has to make sure the beheime shouldn't do a meloche. Ma shein kein, here the chere shoit of the cotton, if he's not mitzuvah al shvisosam, some, what does it bother him? And there ain't a mitzuvah voice. So why is it his headache to make sure that they're not going to do a malacha deraisa? They're not mitzuvah. Chereshet of a cotton is moto. And he's not mitzuvah al shvisosam. Zok to Mishneh Brure, no, there's a big problem over here. Im ikol mokim, alei oser lachilom iser biyodayim, uchde lekamon besimin shinmem gimol inyen kotten, vuhu adin lecheresh vishoytem, kumayshin isbayer shom. Zok to Mishneh Brure, we are being confronted with a very serious iser diyaraisa. Chazal learned out from Svi Psukim that one is not permitted to be machil a cotton adover ha'asav. One is not allowed to be metame a koyin cotton. Even the koyin, the cotton is not mitzvah. He doesn't have any aveirim. A cotton will eat nevelas, cotton oichel nevelas, and bezdem etzumel lafrishe. He's eating nevelas and bezdem sees him garnish. We go further. We don't bat an eyelash. Bezdem, he can eat nevelas. It's no problem. But if a yid will give a cotton nevelas to eat, the yid is over and isa de reis of loisachilum. The cotton is not even available, but a person who's marshal of cotton, he's even isa deraisa. A person will cut off payas of a cotton, he's even isa deraisa. So that means by a cotton, they attack a potter. They don't have any available. But the one who was marshal them and isa, or the one that was mistaken that they should do anisa, he's over anisa deraisa. So memela, the machabi had a big problem. But I'm going and giving them, tell them to carry on Shabbos, Shemesh Shemayim. So I'm over anisa deraisa. At anisa deraisa to tell a cotton to do a malachim. So memela is a good adam bol al mamoinai. So because of that, so the wamata darabo, not the races. So the Mele, so the Machaber says, so yeah, listen, well, you put it on the cotton, you put it on the cotton when the cotton is walking. So there's no Isadiraisa, there's no Akira, there's no Akira, so there's only a Darabonon. I'm good, and they were made by Darabonon. So the Leis Achilum is also a Darabonon. That is shot in the first day. Yeah. And the Gemara comes and says a big Kiddush. That is after if he puts it on them at night. But if he gives it to them by day, me boy join. The oz ain't a nikra ze machel be yodayim. It's not called if he's giving them an issa. If he gives them a kiss to carry Erev Shabbos, there's no issa to carry Erev Shabbos. Given the ato adayim less be yisurim. So I'm giving the cotton carry, so bishas, when I'm giving the cotton the kiss to carry, it's not Shabbos. So there's no issa. I'm not being misav of him now to do an issa. Uma, sheyamid achere shoyte v'kotten ache shechesheicho. Later the cotton is going to stand. It's Shabbos already. The cotton is going to stand. And then the cotton is going to go further. So lemaise, then the cotton is going to be mechal on Shabbos. The cotton is going to stand. So anoches mufay, anoches shevet domi, shemeir anoche. Then he's going to carry. He's making an akira, and then he'll make another anoche. That the cotton is doing by himself. So that's the thing. Cotton noich on the veilus, and bezin mitzvah lavrishe. A cotton is being mechal on Shabbos. I'm not mechuyim to tell him. There's no chiyuv on me to tell him. So memele, so the Gemara said, I'm going to make a chiddush. The Gemara said, a chiddush, this din that the Machaber said, you have to make sure that you put it on the cotton when he's walking. That's if you put it on Shabbos. Because by giving now the cotton to carry, he's going to be mechal on Shabbos now. And by you giving it to him, you're over and it's a derais of lois achilom. But if you give it to him, so by you there's no lois achilom. I didn't do any insult. I gave it to him on Shabbos. But the cotton is going to do Shabbos. That's not my headache. Cotton oich on the veilus and bezin mitzum lavrishay. That is what the Gemara says.
No.
Bein Hashemosh is a sovik deraisa. No. Yeah, Bein Hashemosh won't be good. Before Bein Hashemosh. Okay. Yes, so he says, "Umashi yamid acher shoyte v'kotn acher shechesheicho." ואחר כך אחרי זה ויקר הגלוף, עלי מעט מייס הזה, that's not me, that's he's doing it in his own accord. He stops, he goes, that he's doing in his own accord. ואין צורך למחש ביד כשהוא עושה שם. All king ain't so little like he's small of shimed. So when the cotton stops, I'm not going to run now and take it away from him. And because when he walks, he's going to be over on his head, their eyes are of dust. That's the thing, cotton oich on the veil is the best of it's of a lovely shade. Aber behemo, so mitzuva, so he says behemto, there I have a problem. It's my behemo. Is going, the behemoth stopped. And now the behemoth is going to go and make an akira, so that's my headache. Oh, yeah. I'm a tzuvah min ha-Torah to see that my behemoth should not do a malocha. My behemoth is not going to do a malocha, so I have to make sure when the behemoth stops, I take off the keys later, so then there won't be an akira. Vigam Shahu Mechamel is also coaxing the behemoth to go. Achel. Okay, Av Sheiniach Oler Miboin Yoin. So even if he put it on the behemoth Erev Shabbos, but when it comes Shabbos, he can't say, well, it's the behemoth. And Shuddik, it's your behemoth. Your behemoth is doing Malacha. And your mitzvah to see, your mitzvah increases b'emtoi.
No, no,
no, no, no, no, no, 100%, the first time is good, but what about the second time? The second time is a problem. Okay, now Shaniach Alamu Boyoyim, Chayv Lito Lemedek Shai Medes Mishach Sheikha, but when she stands, the first time at night, Lahashtun Mayim, now she's standing. And if she's going to walk, so she's going to make an akirim. So he has to make sure his baby should make an akirim. The last when she starts walking, then he puts it back on. The Yaver al Isurei Torah. So this is the Gemara. The Gemara just came with a big kulam. The Gemara says, this is what the Mechaber said, that you have to be careful and make sure the Kotan is not doing a malach in the Reise, that Tzavki, if he put it on in Shabbos, but if he put it on Erev Shabbos, so in that mechuyim, Ramogin Avrom, mitzadud lahachmer afmi bohidyoim. The Mogin Avrom disagrees with the Gemara, and he says, "Nami bohidyoim, when it comes Shabbos and the cheresh shait of a cotton stops, you take it off of him." So now the Mishabur says, "The bekalmelis yesh lahakul." In a Kalmas, the Rabbanu could be Mekel, what? Not an emissary of Rishus HaRabim. It doesn't have 16 Amis wide. It's less than 16 Amis. So I'm a male, that's a Kalmas. Father Rishus HaRabim. Yes, local. Now, I'd like to mention, the Bir Aloche asks here two Mojadike Kashis. And the Gemara, the Mechaber said, "Yesh Oimrim, Shenoisnei Leechad Me'elu Meinichi Olav Shumahalach." He puts it on when it starts to walk. The Noitloi Me'menu Shuaimed. When he stands, he has to take it off again. Zok the Gemara, I agree with the Mechaber, but that can be put it on in Shabbos, but if you put it on Erev Shabbos, there's no shayla. Zok the Bir Aloche Amoridike Kashem. Rabbeinu HaGemara, we put it on in Shabbos. So then you agree with the Mechaber. So, okay, when you can first put it on when he's walking. Because if you put it out when he stops walking, you made him bring Mechalo Shabbos. It makes it a kire, nanoche, fine. That's 100%. But the Mechaber says, "V'noitloi mimenu k'shu oimed." When he stops, you take it off. Now, when he stops already, he's on his own already. When he stops, why does he take it off? He's going to make an akira, and that's in Shabbos already. All I did was I put it on him. So the first time I put it on, if I put it on when he's standing, I'm telling you, Michal Shabbos. So that's a nisa deraisa. So I put on when he's walking. But then I finished already. Then I can take care of him. What do I have to worry about the cook now? He'll stop and he'll walk again. Oh, that's cook like on the veilus and there's some of the lovely show. Why did the more say that when he stops him to take it off? Which kasha the Biralach asked, which is the Muradikin kasha. So he says, the doichik, you have to say, if he put it on the Shabbos, so then whatever happens in Shabbos already, we consider this is a proyote of his maise, and then he's responsible for it. It's the loisachilom. If he did before Shabbos, so then there's no loisachilom at all, so then the cotton is on his own. But if he started in Shabbos already, so whatever is going to happen in this journey, we are miyachis this to be noisin. So that's why he has to take it off. He holds it's a noisin, but that's one kashi and one parent. Then he asks a second kashi, which is a murdiki kashi. The Gemara, it says in the Pasuk, you're not allowed to do malachi, you, uvincha, and your son is not allowed to do malachi. Now, how old is this son? If this son is bar mitzvah, so it's ato, so he's a godel, leisatza malachi. So Ubincha is speaking about that he's a cotton. No, a cotton is cotton in the midst. What's the slav ato Ubincha? Is ato Ubincha. So the Gemara says, Mesechta Shabbos, Amur the Kizach, that cotton habor lechaboy, something like this. Reuven has a house, and the house is burning. Zitter. So his son comes, a cotton, a very smart son. So he goes and he takes the hose and he starts to extinguish the fire. So the chlimchois. No, stop, don't do that. Why can't he have a cotton? Someone says no. The Gemara says, since he's doing a daite the ovens, so that's it in Bincha. You're mechuyim to see that your son should not do a malacha for you. I didn't tell him one word. But he knows that I'm very happy. And he's a very intelligent boy. And he's doing it for me. That's Ato Bincha. In Parsha, this is speaking about Parsha, the Mishabur says later, this is an Itza D'Eraisa of Bincha. So Frekta Mishabur, so now he got very, he has a big problem over him. She was a kasha. He gave him a boy yoim. Finish, but boy yoim he gave him. But the son Zisha knows that the father wants him to carry this. I mean, that he told them, Lukin Shabbos Kiret, he told them, Erev Shabbos, you take the kiss and you. So I'll call upon him, whatever the son is doing, he is doing for the father. So there's an issue in the ice over here. How can the Gemara say, if he gave it to Erev Shabbos, it's not his headache anymore. He has a big headache. Bincha, by the cotton. That's the Bir Aloches Kasha. And the big Halacha wants to say, because of this kasha, maybe this is only a drash, a smach, that's only a drabonon. The Sharatzin says, later it's a drash, it's a stirin, and here he wants to say it's a drabonon, the remote is a drabonon, and that's why it's mutam. The Mishnah Halacha, he wonders on the big Halacha's kasha, he says, we started off, Litain la Misha Yirze, Kosova Prima Godem, Yirli Dino Dabke Shaina Benoi. Well, we started off with talking about a cotton that's not Benoi. If it's Benoi, it's an inchinach also, you don't give la Misha Yirze. So the cotton we are speaking about is not his son. So there's no problem. So the Mishnah Loche is wondering why the Bir Loche had this problem. I mean, that's a very easy way out. But Al Kaponim, if we're speaking about that this cotton is his son, so there's a very big problem about Atoy Mincha over here. He's doing it for his father. He's doing it for his father, so this is an Issa Deraisa. Unless the Mishabun want to maybe the Ramahot of the Rabbonon, and again the Ramat of the Rabbonon, because Odom Bol Alma Moinai. Okay, let's go further. Im Ein Imoi Shum Echod Mikol Eilo. It's Misha Hechshech. The Yezakis. He doesn't have a chamer, he doesn't have a goy, he doesn't have a chereshet of a cotton. He's alone. And he's bol alma moinoi. So what are we going to do now? What do we tell the sheep now to be matzalim from Chilul Shabbos to Yeraisen? So there's an etzer for this yid also. Yitaltalenu pochais me'abamos. So he should be mental this, poches, poches mi abba ames. I mean, the ether of mamir dal damish b'rishu sarab means, I pick up something in the rishu sarab, I go dal damish and I put it down. That's the ether of mamir dal damish b'rishu sarab, which is an ether deraisa. But if I'm going to go, I'm going to pick it up and put it down. I'll see, maybe I don't have to put it down, we'll see the mishabur. Then I go again and put it down. Every 2 amis, I'm going to go and make an akira banote. So I'm not nabil dal damas b'shus harabin. So this is adarabonon. It's not adaraisa. So this is the answer for him. What? Oh, we'll see soon. That's right. We'll see. I'll book my clerkis. You're right. The davke. That we were only maker, we bent backwards in order to be matzalim, not to be mechalol Shabbos here, Shabbos, davke kisoi metziyah shebo liyodoi before Shabbos. Avim loy bo liyodoi loy. But if he wasn't kind, so he's not bol al mamaynoi, we won't be matam such a thing. Okay. Zot the Mishnah Brura. Imein imoi. Zot the Mishnah Brura. Why don't we think of this all along? Zot the Mishnah Brura, the shvus chomo hu miyoin. This is like a tightrope walker. This is If he does it correctly, he'll be at the rabbonim. But this is very, very scary. He won't be mitzamtzim. We're playing with fire over here. He's walking. I'm putting down, and maybe you'll go Daladamis. So the Kushi Godly Tiru Chazal Dabulzev. This was because there's a tremendous difficulty. This person is in a tremendous nisoyin. Adam Bol Alma Moina, and if you won't give him an eter, he's gonna a large amount. Bol Alma Moina, he's it's about a small amount of money, there's no eter. a large amount of money. A large amount of money. Omnesha Adam Bolama Moina is Bolama Moina. Because you know, Lekach Lehituzu Chazal, Eladavkik Shein Loi Shem Echad Mikolelo Adrochim. That means this is a very scary Darabonon, which can very easily become a Deraisim. So they will only make them if there's no other Eitzim. Poshis Midaladamis. Ze Eine Moyel Ele Inyan Tutu Bishus Arabim. That means he's walking in the Rishus Arabim. So walking in the Rishus HaRabim, if he makes a hanoche every 2 amis, he took care of the melacha of Mave Daladamis Rishus HaRabim. I bekalmelis, sheisa hu mishum tutal alba amis, alkein mahani zel. Avo mikalmelis Rishus HaYochid, what if he finishes his journey, but he wants to get it into a house now. Now, this is a new melachim. This has nothing to do with Mamed Daladamis. This is Achnosim. Mikalmelis L'shus HaYochid. Oy L'shus HaRabim. V'choskeim L'shus HaRabim L'shus HaYochid. V'isahu Mishum Meitzor M'shus L'shus. Da'osar Afilu B'chetzi Amo. This is no din of Daladamis. To take from a Rishus HaRam to Rishus HaYochid was an Yisrael Deraisim. The heaven amen. Einoi Moyos, this will not help. Alkein be'in yoneinu. So what did we do? We got him, he walked through a Rishus HaRabim, Chochus Midal Adamis. Now he comes right before a Rishus HaYochid. Now, what happens now? Shebasamoch lebeisai shehu Rishus HaYochid Yizroik akis kilaachel yad lebeisai kidei shaloi tehevi achnosa gemura. That means when he comes towards the house, so he faces the Rishus HaRabim and he takes the keys and he throws it backwards into the house. Let's hope his aim is good. And that's how he'll get into the house. So that's called a shinui. That's not derech achnosa. You don't throw backwards. Usually you throw, you see what you're throwing. So this is a shinui. Again, it's a derabonon. So that's how we'll get it into the house. Kedei shel tehevi achnosa gemurim. That means like this. Preferably, he's walking, he made a noche 2 amis, he's walking, make a noche again 2 amis. Preferably, when he gets toward the house, he should not make a hanoche. He should still be in the process of walking. Turn around and throw it into the house. So it comes out. We saw it's not a darabonon. It's a darabonon because of another reason also. Because it never was munach b'shus HaRabim. He was walking, and while he's walking, he threw it in. So that's gogut. If he can do that, to be in the process of walking, he should not make a hanoche and turn around and throw it in, it's gogut. Vafilu imosa hanoche kshebosomach lebeisoi. But afilu, he stopped. He wasn't too smart, and he made a hanoche. Gam keni tiru lahachnis lebeise kilache yad mishum hepsil. So that is also kosavatas. La yofo oisin oisan shenoisim tinik lomu Rav Koches, Ma Ba'ames, there used to be a minig, we'll see the Magen Avraham, Lady bring down the Magen Avraham is very much against this minig, but there used to be a minig, they made a bris on Shabbos, so they made the bris in the shul. So, how do you get to the shul on Shabbos? There was no Erev in the shot. So they used to walk, Koches, Midal Adames. They used to do this, Koches, Midal Adames. Zaktetaz, La Yafa Oysen, Oysen, Shenoysen, Kunig, Lomel, Bebroches, Koches, Mabames, the Mikromokim, Yeshisa, Mashe, Maitim, Mishus, Ayochid, Lechoyim, Shukamalis. But when you take him out from the house to the street, after the street is not a Rishus Sarabim, it's a Karmelis, but they're doing an Issa. There's a Yitzor, the Rabbonim. Ela Yitzienu Ayidei Eini Yehudi Mishus Lishus. Here you have to come on to a Goy. You want to make the bris in shul, tell the Goy to take it, take the baby from the house to the Karmelis. And to bring him from the Karmelis to the shul, that was the Tazos Eitz. You want to make a bris in Shabbos? So the only Eitz he had is you have to have a goy to make a Yitzor Nachnosim. Lemogin Avrom, Lekama Besimin Shilam Adalev Siv Kotten, hey, Ein Lassis came, this whole thing Lemogin Avrom is against. Nohem Shalom Bebeisoy. That's the Hiddur. That's the Hiddur. The Hiddur is to be a Shomer Shabbos, not the. Not to do these coolers. You have to be raised and nailed before Shabbos and to move into someone, to a neighbor that has a big house. But I'll compare him. If you didn't do this, you make the bris in your house. Finished. Prochos me arba ames. Now, so what should he do? The yamod lofush beinayim. So, first the Mishnah Brura says, so how do you make a hanoche? There's a klal, hanochas gufoi, hanochas chayfetz domi. So when he stops, but he has to stop to rest, not to adjust the package or something, he has to stop to rest. So, v'yamoid lofoish bintayim, he should stop to rest, rega echod, 1 minute, lahamsik b'neim, to make a hamsik. Vanochas gufoi, kanochas chayfet. So he stopped, so just like he put down the chayfets. Vahav al gav de'enei oimid bintayim le'tzoyrech atzme le'nuach tzas. Now between you and me, he doesn't have to rest now. Ela k'dei shelo yavir arba ames b'basachas. The whole amid is not lofush to rest, he's stopping. But it shouldn't be a chilo Shabbos. But he made up his mind, I'm stopping now. So that's cool, don't know him. V'yesh machmirim. The others that are machmel. Shetzorich davke leishev bintayim. You have to sit down. That's called anochir. Oyla niyach ha-chayfet al gabi karkev. Or you put down the chayfet. So that means it's not so, you have to make the koches medaladames, how to make it so others are machma, you should sit down. That's either called anoche, or you should put down the chayfet. And others say anoche skufa is enough. Osvu achroinim, the koches ma'ba'amais, Yaisa Odif Shiya al Yidei Shnayim Mishiya al Yidei Echon would be preferable to do this with two people. This is much better, seeing two people. He's standing, I give to him, then I go and stand next to him, he gives to me. That's much better.
People carrying something that I don't
want. What?
Two people carrying a...
Now listen, they didn't want to be makeup with this. He wanted to make sure it's not a malachi in Gansu. Shnaim also is a malachi, but it's... Yeah. ובזל לכול העומם אין צורך לישב שום אחד. Now no one has to sit. ולאי למד לחוש. Don't have to stand. ובכל אחד אבי מייסה חודש. ואיץ' וון אצלנו מייסה. ואיץ' וון אצלנו מייסה. Let's just see the מחבר. יש אומרים, סבחס, זה דווקא מי שהחשך לא בדרך. We were only make, we bent back, backwards, and we made coolest. That was, מי שהחשך לא בדרך means he went out in the morning, he was under the impression he would make it, and somehow there was a lot of traffic, and he got stuck. So now he's in a predicament. So we have these coolers. Shahaya Savo, he was under the impression, Shadayin Yeshus Fayyim, he was under the impression he'd be able to make it and he'd get there before Shabbos. Avo mi she yotza mi beisai somach lacha sheikho. Someone left his house right before Shabbos, and he forgot and he had his wallet in his pocket, which is not the proper thing to do right before Shabbos, it should be. Let's see, maybe the Mishnah Berurah. Yeshus Shmuel Yodai Bayayim Chanal Besiv Yeh Bayayim Shektasayim Lischoshev Samach Lecha Sheikha Tam De Pesheu Kiv De Meset Siya Samach Lecha Sheikha Oy Eloi Locho Shem Ayishkach Vitatron Vishur Saram Shotsam Bayayim Shorip Yadrochim Anal Lahitiru loy, Ratsalayma Shiyasa Kriya Mabula Kama Vesiv Yud Beis, the Yatas Hagurei Bishuk, he should drop it in the middle of the street, who Naitfer Vahim Aleini Yudi Lushomrei, tell a guy to watch it, to find a guy that will watch it is good. Sebuli Rabbe Vidas HaRajba, Achelika Yeshomim, Vosmira Lei, the Gambaza Yeshis Marchol Adrochim Arnal, the Kosav, the Yesh, Lismach Olov, we could be Seymach Afilu, Vaya Peshaya.